upstairs, we're at this this Cuba breakout session, and there's a nice group of people up there, 6 or 7 people who are talking, saying some very passionate and insightful things. And I noticed there was one woman who wasn't really saying very much, so I thought I would ask her about where she was from. And it turns out she's from here, from Brisbane, and she has been involved in the anti-war movement for a number of years. And I asked her what year she was born, and she said, "You really want to know?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "1927." And her name is Joyce. And if you ever have an opportunity to sit down and listen to her, just say 4 words, "Tell me about it," and she might share some insight with you. And she was telling me about how in the Vietnam War, that there was a number of people in this area who decided to resist against the war, and that they were met very harshly with the police, and that they stood firm. And I asked her about what it was like for her growing up in this area. She said that as an Irish woman, that sometimes she felt like she wasn't treated with full equality. And I asked her about what it was like for Aboriginal relations. And she said that during her life, that she never feared going into the valley, is it called? The neighborhood. She said she's always been treated with respect there. She's always had respect and admiration and love for Aboriginal people. And a couple nights ago, I was treated to the opportunity to see the film Rabbit Proof Fence, and, which is basically about the history of ethnic cleansing in Australia. And we have a very similar history with Native people in America. Same sorts of things went on of trying to eliminate the genocide, essentially, by removing children from their families. And my own parentage, my mother is white. She's Irish, Italian, French, and German. My father is African. And so I think, you know, I was born in 1966. And I thought, wow, had I been born in Australia, I might have been one of those children that was taken away. And as it was, my parents gave me up for adoption because they felt that the racial tension in our country was so great that my mother wouldn't be able to raise me. So it was a different sort of circumstance. It wasn't a forced circumstance, but it was my life. And the film really resonated with me. And so after leaving the film, I thought, these people who have made this journey 1,200 miles walking along this rabbit-proof fence to find their mothers and to reconnect with their culture. And so I think, what is it today that is the rabbit-proof fence in our life? What is this thing that divides us, one half of the continent from another, one group of people from one another, animals from the human world? And what is the journey that we all have to travel along to walk these difficult steps? And the last thing I thought was, what is it that, because I left that movie thinking, man, how could they have allowed this to happen? How could people have allowed this to take place? And so I thought, what is it today that is our rabbit-proof fence? What is it, the thing that 75 years from now they're going to be writing films about and our kids are going to watch them and ask us? Refugees. Yeah. Refugees, the war against terrorism, quote-unquote terrorism, nuclear, the environment. And these are the things that today we have to decide for ourselves. Are we going to allow this another rabbit-proof fence situation to occur, or are we going to fight against it? And, you know, our president of our country, the CEO of the world, Mr. George Bush, he has said, "You're either with us." Actually, his voice is a lot higher than that. "You're either with us or you're with the terrorists." I'm like, that's some backward ass thinking. And I say, "Sorry, Mr. Bush, I'm not with you, and I'm not with people who choose terror as their means." And the reason that I can say that with such certainty is because I believe that all bombing is terrorism, no matter who does it. Our Secretary of State, Colin Powell, says, "As much as we fight terrorism, we also have to fight poverty and disease in those nations which we are bombing." But he's only half right in saying that. We need to fight the policies of the nations which are creating poverty and disease. And when we do that, when we make other people feel welcome in the world, we bring about peace. When we make people feel stepped on in the world, we bring about war. And war is not just about killing people physically. It's also about killing the will of others. It's about killing the economies of others. It's about killing the environments where people live in. And that happens every day. And, so this is a song that expresses my belief that we shouldn't be engaging in a war against quote-unquote terrorism.
Those rogue nations, the sluts.
Shouldn't be engaging in a war against terrorism. We should be engaging in a war against militarism. And I want to sing this song. I'm going to dedicate it to Joyce and for her legacy that she's left and passed on, and to pay respect for all the generations before us who have been freedom fighters and fighting for peace. Thank you, Joyce, for talking to me today.